if somebody was trying to sell some syrup they made, you want to know whether you wanted some or not, you might ask them to give you a little to try it out. You might ask them for a word.
A sample.
That's the word I want. Okay, well, if your wife had a new dress that you liked a lot, you might tell her that's real
beautiful.
Okay. Or another word you might use instead of beautiful.
Pretty.
Okay. And, but then you might go on and tell her, but that other dress is even, this one is pretty, but the other one's even.
Looks better.
Okay. Well,
I don't know much about it.
Would you say prettier sometimes?
Yeah.
Or more prettier, something
yeah.
like that? And when a woman is cooking, she'll wear something to protect her clothes. She'll wear what?
Apron.
Okay. And if you want to write a letter, you might use a what?
Pencil.
Okay, or what else? You might not write in pencil, you might write in ink if you use it.
Yeah, you might use pen and ink or something.
Okay. If you lost a button or something, you might ask right away for
a needle.
Okay, well.
Thread, so the button
okay,
on.
Okay, suppose you didn't have time to do that. You might ask for something to hold it together in the meantime.
Can.
Okay. It used to be, nowadays, you. Nowadays, these stores that sell small items, they apt to cost a lot of money. But it used to be they sold things that didn't cost very much, and so they got their name from it. What kind of store would that be? You say you're going to the Woolworths or Cresses, or what kind of a store?
Well, I couldn't answer that.
Okay, well, that's not a good way to ask it. I'm thinking of a dime store. How much is a dime?
Probably 10 cents.
That's what I want. Okay. Did you ever have, drinking coffee or water out of, or whatever, a piece of metal container?
You mean what you drank now? Uh-huh. Called it coffee was cup.
Okay.
Drink your coffee out of a cup, water out of a dipper or a gourd.
Okay, well, if you were drinking your coffee out of a cup and it was made of metal, what kind of metal would it be apt to be made of?
I reckon you'd call it china. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, you know, sometimes you don't see them so much anymore, but sometimes you'd have a little metal cup that you could, you know, wouldn't get broken or anything. You could take it fishing or something.
Yeah, 10
cups. Okay. On Sunday, a man might get dressed up and he'd wear what?
You mean he dressed up might wear what?
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't know. That'd be a suit of clothes or a tie or something.
Okay. And a suit would what? If a man has a three-piece suit, what would you call the pieces of it?
Well, you call it pants, coat, and jacket.
Okay. Okay, and the jacket, that would be that sleeveless thing, that buttons down the front. Okay.
Yeah.